And also with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
In the evening of that same day, the first day of the week, the doors were locked in the room where the disciples were for fear of the temple authorities. Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Having said this, the Savior showed them the marks of crucifixion. The disciples were filled with joy when they saw Jesus, who said to them again, "Peace be with you. As Abba God sent me, so I am sending you." After saying this, Jesus breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sins, they are forgiven. If you retain anyone's sins, they are retained." The good news of salvation.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
So, today's readings reveal to us the Holy Spirit, who the Holy Spirit is, and what the Holy Spirit does. In Hebrew, the word used in this text for the Spirit is the word ruach. The Hebrew ruach means wind, breath, or spirit. The corresponding Greek word is pneuma, breath. Both words are commonly used in passages referring to the Holy Spirit. The Hebrew ruach and Greek pneuma are feminine forms of words that translated mean literally the breath of life. Ruach is breath. Is wind, life is presence. The disciples in today's gospel are gathered behind locked doors. Fear has closed them in. Grief has exhausted them. Uncertainty has paralyzed them. You might say they could barely breathe. And what does Jesus do? He enters and says, "Peace be with you. Relax. Breathe. It's me. I'm right here with you." Jesus assures them that it's really him by showing them the wounds of the crucifixion. Jesus breathes on them. In breathing on them, he resuscitates their failing hearts. He breathes comfort into them. He breathes new strength and joy and connection and courage into them, upon them, among them. He breathes the Holy Spirit upon them. Jesus breathes the very own love, his very own love for his Father, and the Father's love for Jesus. He breathes that right into them. Jesus scoops them right up into the experience of the Trinity in the presence of the triune God who created heaven and earth. And because of that, they were changed. They were different, renewed, restored to all they were created to be, restored to their real selves, their whole, undivided selves, fully alive and fully free. And perhaps that is what many of us most need today. Not more noise, not more fear, not more division, but more breath, more life. The deep breath of God reminding us You are not alone. You belong to one another. Love is still alive within you. The Spirit already fills the world. As the Book of Wisdom tells us, the Spirit of the Lord fills the whole earth and holds all things together. St. Paul says, the love of God has been poured into our hearts. Imagine that. Love poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit living in us. The Spirit is at once cosmic and intimate. The breath of God moves through the galaxies and the oceans, and also through our fragile human hearts. So I'd like to invite us into a moment of prayerful silence. I invite everyone to sit comfortably and gently close your eyes if you wish. Become aware of your breathing. No need to change it. Simply notice your breath. As you breathe in, silently pray, Spirit of God. As you breathe out, live in me. Again, breathe in, Spirit of God. Breathe out, live in me. Spirit of God, live in me. Now, as you breathe in, pray silently. The Spirit fills the whole world. And as you breathe out and pours God's love into every heart, the Spirit fills the whole world. Breathe out and pours God's love into every heart. The Spirit fills the whole world and pours God's love into every heart. Feel the breath within you. Breathe in God's love. Breathe out your burdens. The same breath shared by every person here. The same breath is moving through all creation. This is Pentecost, not only something that happened long ago, but something still happening now. Wherever fear gives way to compassion, wherever strangers become friends, wherever forgiveness becomes possible, wherever love rises again in your lives, may we become the breath of God's love, and may our breath renew and restore the face of the earth. Amen.
Amen.
And does everyone have a copy of our Pentecost Creed, our Creed for Pentecost? Anyone need one? Raise your hand if you do. Bree will bring you one, and Chris, Mother Christie. Okay, so please let us profess together the faith that lives within us.